Thousands of history buffs are expected to visit the Bennett Place State Historic Site this week in Durham. 150 years ago, Confederate and Union generals met at the Bennett Farm to negotiate a big surrender of troops. But did this event essentially mark the end of the Civil War? That depends on who you ask and where they're from. Leonita Inge reports.
150 years ago, the Bennett family farm was close to 190 acres of corn, wheat, and oat. Today, about 35 acres of the original farm is left, and much work and money has gone into restoring and preserving the site. Patty Lingefeldt spent a recent afternoon walking the grounds and snapping several pictures.
So I've lived in Durham for 32 years, and had not been here until maybe 10 years ago or so.
Lingefeldt was not born in North Carolina and had not grown up hearing the Tar Heel version of the Great Civil War surrender.
I grew up in Virginia, and so I always thought Appomattox was the end of the war. And so it was interesting to me to learn that this was a larger surrender and later than Appomattox.
Seth McCurdy is originally from Pennsylvania. He and his sons, Max and Jack, are also walking, touching, and learning. The McCurdys are leaning on a wooden fence next to the Bennett farmhouse where the negotiations took place.
The two last armies in the field that were big armies ended the war right here in that room. They met and had a drink of whiskey and signed the papers.
Maybe that's why they agreed.
Maybe, Jack. Maybe the whiskey did it.
When you line up the dates, this is what happened. After the fall of Richmond on April 3rd, Confederate General Robert E. Lee had hoped to leave the state and join up with additional troops in North Carolina to keep fighting. But Union General Ulysses S. Grant spoiled those plans. By April 9th, the two men met in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. Lee surrendered 28,000 troops. Ryan Reed is a historic interpreter at Bennett Place.
People studying the Civil War, people always think of Appomattox, Appomattox Courthouse. You know, where did the war come to an end? And that's it, Appomattox Courthouse.
You can tell it's a sore spot. Soon after Appomattox, President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. A few days later, Confederate General Joseph E. Johnston and Union General William T. Sherman would negotiate at the Bennett Farm in Durham three times, April 17th, 18th, and finally the 26th.
And negotiate what would become the largest surrender of the American Civil War, with over 89,000 troops surrendered in four Confederate states. This will rapidly draw the Civil War to a close.
This surrender triggered others across the South, like in Citronelle, Alabama, and New Orleans, Louisiana. But Civil War history that followed Lincoln's death would sometimes get lost. To commemorate the biggest surrender, more than 400 Civil War reenactors will soon embark on the old Bennett Farm. John Gus is the historic site manager at Bennett Place, and he also plays the role of General Sherman for visitors.
Most people put a rubber stamp on him that he was a mean, dirty, nasty individual who just stomped all over the South and ruined it. But his duty was to go out and win a war.
General Johnston will be there too, played by Craig Braswell of Princeton, North Carolina. He's already in character.
General Lee has surrendered in Appomattox. We've lost our fight for independence. We fought a good fight, but just too many Yankees. It has to end here, I guess. So I just want people to know that the war did not end at Appomattox.
I have heard that a few times today. No. I'm going to put that in my story.
Thank you.
Today and tomorrow will feature Civil War school days at Bennett Place for more than 1,000 school children. It's their way of making sure the next generation gets the story right. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.